Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview on KJN as we're chanced to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Chris, thank you, and thanks to KJN for following our football squad.
Well, we'll start looking back at last week on the road to Greene County. Game gets moved up due to the threat of some weather coming into the area, and that worked out okay. There was a little bit of rain there going on during the contest, but nothing that was getting in the way of play too much. And guys came out and I thought played really inspired football. You were right with them neck and neck until the fourth quarter, and they made a couple extra plays to get the win.
Yeah, you know, I thought our game plan was good on both sides of the ball, special teams included. Our kids, you know, performed up to their, you know, our expectations, I thought. And as you said, we just came up a little short, but that's what we wanted. We wanted a chance to win in the fourth quarter. We had that, and, you know, they just made a couple more plays than we did.
Well, and I thought some of the things that you tried that were maybe a little bit different from what you had throughout the rest of the season. You decided to go under center quite a bit during the game, and that seemed to be pretty effective. And, of course, Tyler Moen shifted over to the fullback spot because Connor Pellett's in availability. And I thought he did a nice job there. He found some seams and was able to get some tough yardage running pretty hard in there.
Well, it was a big deal not only for Tyler but also for Chase. You know, that's a kind of a big change when you're mostly in the shotgun and then all of a sudden you decide to go under center. But both of those guys, I thought, you know, you mentioned it, they performed exactly what we needed. We controlled the clock, took care of the football, did everything that you needed to do to you know, try to win the game. And, you know, like you said, we just came up short, but it's you know, a credit to a lot of guys. Our offensive line too, you know, we were just trying to get 3-4 yards and we'd pop a 7-yarder, but it was a big deal to you know, that time of possession for us in that game is huge.
Yeah, I mean, both teams were able to go on just long drives. I mean, there were a couple of drives that almost ate up, you know, an entire quarter a couple of times in the game. So that's the type of, you know, hard-hitting, keeping that chain moving type of football that you like to see.
Definitely. And, you know, we knew that, you know, they're bigger than us. That's something that's kind of been the same all year. But for us, we, you know, controlling the football and keeping it out of their hands so they can't wear down our defense, you know, was a big deal.
Well, and a couple of things I think you had happen on Friday night that, you know, maybe were, you know, inspiring, I guess, a little bit, where you had a couple of moments that you can kind of hang your hat on. You get the stop there at the end of the first half there on the goal line to prevent them from scoring any points and keep the game tied. You know, you executed on a couple of fake plays as well on a fake punt to keep a drive moving. So, you know, things like that that maybe you didn't always see show up in the right moments earlier in the season, you got a couple of those.
Yeah, definitely something that we can build on and, you know, carry out through the rest of the season here. I think that's really important for us, something that we can, and, you know, look forward and see kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, and that just helps us stay in football games too. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, our seniors, they're the ones that are kind of driving that ship, and they've just done a tremendous job.
Well, and we talked about it at the end of the game, and certainly an effort like that, it's still disappointing that you come out on the short end, but it builds a little bit of confidence heading in here these last couple of weeks, and I'm sure the guys were ready to get back out there and get ready for this game against Shenandoah.
Definitely, and, you know, that was, you know, kind of the issue last week before the Jefferson game. You know, we relied on our seniors to carry us through practice. We haven't had, you know, a win in some time, and, you know, we looked to them, and, you know, that's why I think we played the way we did Friday night, is those guys kept it upbeat and, hey, we're still going to work and get better. That's the same thing we're seeing this week now heading into Shenandoah, is, you know, those guys want to they want to be successful, and that's critical.
Well, when you take a look at the Mustangs, obviously a team that's struggled. They have yet to put one up in the W column yet this season. We'll start off offensively what they like to do. It seems like they're a team that wants to keep the ball on the ground. They haven't had a load of success there, but a couple of guys that they like to hand the ball off to.
Yeah, definitely. You know, their quarterback's probably the guy that everything revolves around, even though he's not a passer, but he can hurt you with his feet. So they're going to do a lot of misdirection. Kind of, they've kind of gotten into the shotgun and done some wing tee stuff out of the shotgun where they're pulling guards one way and the backs are going another way. So it's going to be real critical for our defense and our linebackers to read their keys and follow them, and that's what this offense is based off of, is if you're undisciplined, they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit something unique, a twist on something that's already difficult to prepare for. You've got that wing tee style, but then they've kind of morphed it into more of a shotgun look because they feel like that gives their quarterback a better chance, I think, to run.
Definitely. And, you know, when you get in the spread and that shotgun look, you take some guys out of the box inside, so it opens up just some natural running lanes a little bit. And then, you know, couple that with that misdirection look, you know, you can really, you know, exploit some weaknesses in your defense.
Well, with a team that likes to do that, I'm sure you're looking to try to win those early downs to put them in those tough yardage situations to make them throw a little bit more than they'd like.
Yeah, you know, the big thing this week is we're going to try to get the edge set, and that's something we've not been very good at really all year. And this week we're pretty much trying to sell out and saying, hey, we're going to set the edge. If they're going to get us, they're going to crease us right up the middle, or with the passing game. So we'll see how that fares out. I like, you know, what we're trying to do defensively this week, and, you know, we'll see.
When you look at what the Mustangs bring to the table on the defensive side, what have you seen from them there?
Well, they got two big tackles that are going to be tough to move. So, you know, our guys are going to have their work cut out for them. They like putting a lot of guys in the box. So, you know, when we do decide to throw, I think, you know, that stuff's going to be open. But, you know, a lot of our stuff is predicated off of play action. And so that means we're going to have to be able to run the ball and, you know, those same type of thing, you know, 3-4 yards, and then we'll be able to bust one for 7-8. That's going to be critical. We can't have, you know, no gain, and then try and throw it on play action. So going to have to throw a little bit on first down again. I thought, you know, last week we did a pretty decent job of, you know, when we got a first down, coming right back with a play action pass that usually, you know, chewed up some big yardage too. So that's going to be kind of the same song and dance for us. We will spread it out a little bit, but we're also going to try to, you know, just do what we did last week. I think that's what we can hang our hat on is getting some quick hitters and running the football.
Well, and I thought last week, at time to time, you guys running the ball with Tyler and with Chase, they were making some pretty decent decisions as far as where to go with it, too. You know, when you wanted to hit that play off a tackle, they were getting to the hole and going straight ahead right away. But then there were a few times where maybe you see something early and you try to bend it a little bit further outside and get a couple extra yards. They did a pretty good job, I thought, of decision making there.
Yeah, kind of on a short week of practice, and, you know, you don't get a whole lot of reps in just 3 days. When you try and change something up like that. And both those guys, though, we have a lot of confidence in. They're good decision makers in other sports as well. So we felt that, you know, this is going to be the best thing for them too. So, you know, it's kind of a two-way street there. But we felt that this is not only going to be best for them, but our O-line as well. You know, something that's easy, simple, and allows you to get really aggressive up front.
Well, and we've been looking for other guys to get involved as well. We saw, you know, a couple of moments of that this past Friday night. You mentioned before the game that you're going to try to move Logan Riley around and maybe, you know, hit some plays on the outside. And that kind of came up 50-50. You hit a couple of them. But then you did hit a couple of other nice plays down the field to a couple of other receivers. So at least some other guys were starting to get involved.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about. When we want to be balanced, we want to be balanced with hitting a bunch of different guys and having a bunch of guys help out on the offensive end. That's what we're looking for. I think we hit 6 different receivers, including our quarterback on one play. You know, that's what we need to do to be successful and have a chance to win is spread the ball around. It's never, you know, with the way we operate, it's never going to be just one guy. We have to, you know, be able, and everybody has to contribute a little bit. So we're looking for that again this week.
Yeah, that was a fun play last week. I'm sure, you know, how much of that is coaches giving him the opportunity and how much of that is brother-to-brother intuition being able to hook up on something like that.
Well, I think it puts a lot of pressure on the little brother in a sense of, boy, I better not mess this up or I'm going to hear about it not only from coach but my big brother too. So, you know, Colin's a baseball kid. We thought, hey, you know, we can put him back there, throw him a toss play, and then set that up and throw it back to his brother. And I thought he did a great job.
Well, and I guess you showed in that game, too, you guys were really aggressive with trying some different things like that. I guess your thoughts behind why you're doing some of those things.
Well, it just puts a little bit of pressure on the opponent's defense, and they have to practice against some of that stuff. And the other thing is, you know, when we kind of loyal to lull other teams to sleep a little bit, that's a good time to use that stuff. And, you know, we like it. It's fun for our kids, and it helps at practice during the week when we implement a new little gadget or trick play. You know, everybody just kind of perks up and gets excited about it. So then it helps you carry you on through practice as well. So not saying that we use it every night or every weekend or whatever, but it's just something that, you know, makes things fun, and that's what it's all about too.
Yep, a couple of weeks here left to try to notch a couple of victories and end the season on a positive note. I'm sure you feel like you're trending in direction to be able to try to do that.
Definitely, and you know, it's going to start this week. This is going to be a big game for us. You know, Shenandoah, as you mentioned, is still looking for their first win. I'm sure this is something they've circled and said, hey, Atlantic hasn't been, you know, quite had the season they wanted either. So this is a chance for Shen to get a victory. So we've been, you know, pumping that through our guys' minds, saying, hey, you're not going to go down there and just roll over these guys. We're going to have to play, and we're going to have to perform.
Well, we look forward to a good game on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate you some time to talk about it.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.